I wish to raise the issue of the handling of the aftermath of Chrislaw tragedy, which I believe warrants serious examination by this House. Last week, I attended a meeting in the AV room where I heard directly from victims' families. What they have to say was quite frankly appalling. It compels me to speak not just about the tragedy itself, but about how those affected have been treated in the months and years since. As we know, 10 people, including 3 children, lost their lives in that devastating explosion in October 2022. But beyond the immediate loss, what has followed has, in many respects, compounded the trauma of those left behind. I heard the counselling services in the community were minimal. People described how, for therapy only, a single counsellor was made available in a local chemist, where individuals had to queue on the street for access. The service was effectively only advertised online, and maybe people were not even aware of it. More worrying again, these supports were temporary. We know that the initial drop-in counselling service was withdrawn after 1 month. And in many cases afterwards, people were left with no option but to pay out of their own pocket for ongoing therapy. Even now, concerns remain about the longer-term availability of counselling, with services under serious strain. This is simply unacceptable. There are also serious and unanswered questions about the oversight and regulation prior to this incident. Families are still waiting for answers as to how such a tragedy could occur, and multiple investigations remain ongoing, with calls for a full public inquiry continuing to this day. The government should be absolutely ashamed of how those affected by this appalling tragedy have been handled. These families and their communities deserve a long-term, visible and properly resourced response. What they received and said was a band-aid. That is not good enough, and it demands accountability from this government. Thank you.
If what you're saying is the case, and I've no reason to doubt it, obviously, it just seems terrible that the supports aren't there for the families of the victims and people who are struggling. 10 people to die and 3 kids to die is in a tiny little village on the north tip of our island is just a terrible, terrible thing to happen. I will write to the Taoiseach's leader of the Shannon to outline your concerns, which are very genuine, and you would like to think that that sort of support would be there for those people still.